Here, the 221 Plus support group for those affected by the Cervical Check screening controversy has accused Cervical Check of an attempt to rewrite history. The row relates to a guide to talking about cervical screening issued by Cervical Check to the media and others. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, has more on this. Just to remind us, first of all, 221 Plus is the group that represents women who were caught up in this controversy, Fergal.
Yes, and the 221 support group, they were established in April 2018 to provide information and advice to women and families directly affected by the Cervical Check controversy, and to date there have been 22 deaths amongst that group. You'll recall the Cervical Check controversy, it arose in April 2018 when Vicky Phelan sued the HSC and One Laboratory, and there was a €2.5 million High Court settlement. What emerged from all of that was that Cervical Check had done an audit, a look back on every case of cervical cancer diagnosis to see what the original slide reviewed had found. Women weren't told their slides had been reviewed, and that was very controversial. And the HSC, you know, review found that maybe in many cases they might have benefited from an earlier diagnosis or different intervention.
So this current dispute, this controversy, how and why has this arisen?
Well, the 221 group has accused Cervical Check of an attempt to rewrite history in this affair, and the row relates to a guide to talking about cervical screening issued by Cervical Check to the media, broadcasters, commentators and academics. And in a letter to Cervical Check, which RT has seen, 221 Plus says the document fails to acknowledge and respect the past, and the group has taken particular issue with the statement in the guide that, quote, no lives are put at risk by doctors not informing patients of the results of the audit, and also that the non-communication of the Cervical Check audit results didn't impact on the treatment or care of the people concerned. Now, 221 Plus want the guide withdrawn. They want it rewritten in consultation with the group, and this lunchtime 221 Plus have issued a statement where they go on to say that the women and the families want to move on from this debacle, which they call it, but they say that unfortunately we can't, while we and our members on a daily basis find ourselves coming up against a system that refuses to recognise the mistakes it has made.
So what, if anything, has Cervical Check had to say about this, Fergal?
Well, Cervical Check said it issued the guide at the start of this year as part of its work to increase public understanding about cervical screening. It said it would never wish to add to the distress or trauma of anyone affected by cervical cancer, especially the women in the 221 group, which it works with very well, it says. And Cervical Check said it has received the group's correspondence about this guide, and they've offered to and agreed to meet to listen very, very carefully to what is being said. Cervical Check would emphasise that screening is not a diagnostic service, and that all of the women whose smear test results were being audited had already been diagnosed and were already undergoing or had undergone treatment.
And just, Fergal, separately, the Cervical Check Tribunal, that was set up in 2020. What's the latest on that? Is that still in place?
It is still in place, but a lot of those affected don't feel it's, you know, a suitable structure for them to pursue their cases. So a small number of cases have gone before it to determine claims against the state. But a much larger number of people and more are waiting. They've opted to take their cases in the High Court, and those cases are pending or ongoing.
Fergal Bowers, health correspondent, thanks for that.